All right, we are here for My Car Guru on this Tuesday morning, and we say good morning to the car guru, Lenny Lawson. Hey, Lenny.
Welcome to this edition of Reflections and Memories by Lenny Lawson.
Reflections and Memories.
This is a big day. This is a grand opening day.
It is, yeah.
The official, yeah. We are cutting the ribbon at 11 o'clock, and I certainly hope anybody who is a listener, all 17 of you, come on out. We would love to have you. We are, no, there's probably more than 17. It's probably up to 20 by now, wouldn't you?
Could be 21.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But anyway, yes, it's a big day. We've got the big wheels from Nissan are here. the whole Gateway family, my mom's coming down. She's such an important part of why I'm here. But, you know, as far as the business is concerned, I just looked at, if it weren't for my dad and my mom leaving the comfort of a good job up in West Virginia, you know, they were surrounded by relatives up there, longtime friends, but they risked it all and came to Tennessee in 1971,
mm-hmm.
And started over. You know, none of this would have been possible for me, you know, to be where we are with this dealership and, you know, a family business. But, you know, they managed to build a business and a life in a new place and did everything in their power to make a difference in the community. And I know that a lot of the people, the county executives and city people and that, you know, everybody from the Chamber of Commerce to economic development and stuff like that, they were all touched by my mom and dad just because they were so involved, mm-hmm. you know, in the community. They always encouraged me to do it. I resisted like mad when I got out of college, though. I tell you, I just didn't, you know, the social thing was never my real strength, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they were just really social and very active and stuff, and I just resisted that at first. But finally, they talked me into joining a civic club in Greenville, the Greenville Exchange Club. And, you know, those people welcomed me, this young person, 21 years old, just out of college. They welcomed me with open arms. And, you know, there were a lot of older people in that club. I'd say the vast majority were over 60.
Mm-hmm.
But, Tim, you know, that's where my appreciation for older people really started taking off. I mean, I just... they had so much more to show and to give and to teach. And I was just so blessed with the relationships that I developed, you know, back then. And so, but, to, you know, today is a, it's really an important thing for Greene County. You know, it's not as big of a deal for East Tennessee. There's plenty of car dealers in East Tennessee. But for Greene County, you know, when we moved here, Timmy, we had, there were 8 new car dealers down here.
Mm-hmm.
8 different businesses that were owned and operated by 8 local people selling all different brands, and now there's 3. And, you know, some of the brands have been consolidated. I remember when we came here, there was a standalone Buick dealership. Can you imagine that? That's all he sold, Buicks and used cars.
Nothing but Buicks, huh?
There was a standalone Pontiac store, I take that back. Pontiac had Cadillac as well. There was a standalone Oldsmobile dealership, standalone Chevy dealership, and standalone Dodge dealership. Chrysler in Plymouth was another dealership. I mean, it was just, so there's been consolidation, and, you know, that's kind of the way things go, you know, as time moves on.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the dealerships have gotten a lot bigger, a lot more complex. If you were to come down Main Street in Greenville, Tennessee, you would probably drive by 3 of the dealerships back in the 50s and 60s, and now Main Street is, you know, nothing but a hotel and, you know, antique mall and a government place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can just see the transition of communities. I mean, you can see it in Johnson City and Bristol and Kingsport. And, you know, I commend all of those communities for revitalizing their downtowns and realizing how important they are. A lot of businesses have moved back down. I love what they've done in downtown Johnson City, and they're trying to do it down here in Greenville as well. But, you know, things have really, really changed. But, you know, some of the lessons I've learned, I just wish I'd learned them earlier. You know, some of them, so many of them came from my dad. You know, one of the things he always told me, he says, Lenny, you need to be a solution to a problem, to someone who needs a solution. And, you know, it's not, you know, sometimes people come in here, they have a service problem or whatever. You know, they need it solved, you know, and maybe they've had their car in for a couple times, or they can't get anybody else to fix it, or whatever. You know, that's about, cars are such vital things, and you know, it's our job to make that go easier. People come in to buy a car. You know, they need a solution. Another thing he used to tell me a lot was, don't tell them what you can't do, Lenny. Tell them what you can do.
Yeah.
You know, so many people, you go in and say, do you have any of this? And say, no, we're out. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Can you work on my car today? No, we're full up. You know, instead of saying, well, no, we can't do that right now, but this is what we can do. I can loan you a car, or I can, you know, I'll pull somebody off. I can do it this evening, you know, after work. I'll have one of my techs stay later or something like that. You know, it's just accommodating folks. Another thing that he said, and Mom too, say, get involved, join up, and sign on. They used to tell me, Lenny, you need to step up when others won't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are just, you know, just a few of the many lessons that they taught me, and I'll be forever indebted to them for that legacy. You know, I've talked about it on my radio show, and I do this because I think it might help somebody. But when we lost our precious son in 2011, that could have been it for us.
Yeah.
It is for so many people, you know, who lose a child. And I know you lost a child, too, and, you know, how you survived that. But, you know, we had so much to live for and so many more stories to tell. So we jumped back in and we started living again.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm so glad that we did, that we, you know, just kept on moving, you know, and kept on and tried to use that tragedy to help other people. You know, just like this last year, you know, to be able to keep things going, you know, through one of the biggest national disasters this country has ever seen. That's nothing short of a blessing and a miracle, really. You know, for any business to have survived, a small business, you know, and it was tough. It was very uncertain. And, you know, thank goodness for the PPP money, you know, that the government provided it in order to be able to just keep people employed, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, because we were doing about half the business or less than half the business that we normally did in those early months. And, that money allowed me to keep everybody employed at their full pay. And so, I mean, just look back at all of that, and that we lived through that. We were able to build a building and get that done, you know, throughout all of that. I mean, I feel blessed. I feel lucky, you know, and I feel honored that we were able to have this grand opening today. So that's just what I needed to say. I want to talk a little bit about Nissan itself and you know, how proud we are to be a Nissan dealer and a little bit of the history of the company, and we'll do that right after the break.
All right, back here on My Car Guru for this Tuesday morning, a very big Tuesday in the history of Gateway as they cut the ribbon on a brand new showroom, a new building, the Nissan building this morning.
Yeah, I'm hopefully we'll have a, you know, pretty good crowd here, and they will enjoy what they see and see, you know, what we're trying to do here, how we're trying to, well, we're changing the whole car buying experience. This is not only are we going to be doing it on a Nissan side, but we're going to do it on the Ford side as well. You know, we're the only dealership in East Tennessee that has, you know, two of the top selling brands sold on the same location. And that's really convenient, you know.
I'd say, yeah.
You know, I mean, just to be able to have a brand like Ford, you know, the top selling American brand, and then you've got Nissan, which is really the top selling brand in Upper East Tennessee. You know, I mean, Nissan outsells Toyota, outsells Honda, and, you know, and just, I'm talking about from Chattanooga to East, and, you've got a very, very loyal following. Part of that, Tim, has to do with how early Nissan came into this market. I mean, I don't know when the first, and of course, I'm saying Nissan, back then it was Datsun, okay? And so, but the company has always been called Nissan. It was just they used the Datsun name early on. Basically, the company was formed in 1914, and it was formed in Yokohama, Japan. They were the first mass producers of cars in Japan. And, of course, they were – they look – you know, I look at some of these early cars, and they looked like miniature versions of a Model T, you know. I think they obviously learned – a lot from Henry and what was going on in this country and the designs of cars and the shapes of the grills and the big fenders that the cars used to have on them. But as I was saying, you know, East Tennessee, started getting some imports. Of course, the Volkswagen Beetle was really the trailblazer. Before there was a Nissan dealer in Greenville, Tennessee, there was a Triumph dealer and a Renault dealer. You know, I didn't find that out until I started doing some research on the automotive history in this market, which we're getting ready to do a video series of the automotive history in East Tennessee, mm-hmm. and that's going to be fun. But Nissan, came to this country. It came to Greenville, Tennessee, 8 years after they actually formed their American Nissan of America was formed in California in 1960, and 8 years later, Clark Harrison brought Datsun to Greenville, Tennessee, and Datsun became Nissan officially. You know, that was a pretty bold move, Tim. You know, when to take a major corporation like that and change the name.
Yeah.
You can't think of a lot of companies that have done that. I'm trying to think of any automotive companies that have done that. I remember when Chevrolet had a failed attempt to, they changed the name of some of their, they had three products, and they called them Geo. I don't know if you remember that or not.
Oh, yeah.
Chevrolet tried to create its own brand. But Nissan took a bold step, that bold step, to use their corporate name in 1981. And then they started building Nissan trucks in Smyrna, Tennessee, and eventually moved their national headquarters from Los Angeles, California, to Nashville, Tennessee, making Nissan a true Tennessee brand. But I am proud to carry on the tradition of Nissan in this county and in this region. So many of our customers come from all over the Tri-Cities. Greenville has always been a good car market, even though there's just three dealers down here now. They're all big, you know, and they all sell a bunch of cars. Nissan has been a great partner with us so far. Tim Gilbert is the regional, Southeast regional manager. He's from the tip of Florida to North Carolina over to the Mississippi River and south. He's over all of that region. He's going to be here today, mm-hmm. along with some other representatives, Steve Schultz and Brian Bodie, our district sales managers for sales and service. They are going to be here as well. You know, one more thing I want to talk about. I will mention his name. Heck with it. I'm going to honor a very special man today for making my week last week. I think I mentioned this on the radio show, but his name is Steve, and he honored me with a visit and a special opportunity. He said he wanted to sell his car, but he only wanted to sell it to one person, and that was me.
Mm-hmm.
He had listened to my radio show called, as we know, My Car Guru for about 10 years, and he said he got to know me, although we had never actually met. He knew about the Nissan grand opening, I think, and about my love for old cars, so he blessed me with the opportunity to buy his car. And it's sitting here today front and center, and I've invited Steve and his wife to come down and participate in the grand opening, but it's a 1978 Datsun 280Z with just 64,000 miles on it, and was first driven, Tim, on his honeymoon. So I want to thank Steve and his wife for their contribution to this day, and we look forward to cutting the ribbon on this thing. To continue to talk a little about Nissan, you know, every single car company, Tim, has fallen on hard times. It doesn't matter whether it's, you think about the big three, that the only reason that there was a big three is because the rest of the 2,000 or so automotive companies that existed between 1900 and mid-50s went out of business, disappeared. They just couldn't make it in the competitive environment. They couldn't scale up to the size that they needed to be in order to survive. And so this has been true with Toyota and Volkswagen and just about every company. They go through these phases. Typically when a company does fall on hard times, somebody else gets involved, like another company. If it's a solid brand, somebody else will buy them. I remember Mazda fell on hard times. And Ford stepped in and bought Ford had about 30% of Mazda.
Mm-hmm.
Toyota has jumped in and saved some companies before. The federal government jumped in and saved Chrysler, back when they first went bankrupt. And then we went bankrupt again. The federal government stepped in. And then Fiat. Yeah, Fiat came in and rescued the Chrysler Corporation. Ford fell on hard times. They never had to sell out. Henry was able to pull it off, you know, pull it out of the ditch. But most other companies, and Nissan included, Nissan struggled, you know, back in the 80s and then the 90s, and they were saved by a company called Renault, or Renault, as it's some people call it. But it is Renault, Tim, if you're speaking French, that's the way you say it.
Yes.
Yeah. So Renault stepped in. Renault also stepped in and purchased controlling interest in Mitsubishi. And so you've got Renault, Mitsubishi, and Nissan. It's called the Alliance. And they work together. They share products. And, you know, in the meantime, Nissan has grown stronger. Nissan's had kind of a tough year nationwide this year, as most car companies have, but they have, they're really doing well in the Southeast, and that's kind of helping lead this company back into where they once were. Product line is phenomenal. I look at some of the electric vehicles that they have coming out, which, you know, who knows how they're going to do, but all of the new products, they're coming back out with a Z car. It's probably going to be called the 400Z. I think they could think of a better name than that, but just call it the Z. That's good enough. Why call it anything else, right?
That's right. 400Z, huh?
Yeah. And then, you know, the new Rogue is a big hit. The Altima, you know, Nissan has not abandoned the passenger car business. They still have multiple passenger cars that are available, in all different sizes, from the Versa to the Sentra to the Altima and, to the Maxima. And then you've got their full family of crossovers and SUVs. And then the all-new Nissan Frontier is going to be out in just a few months. And they're already saying it's going to be it's probably, if not the best seller, it could be right up near the top as far as sales. The Tundra, full-size. The Armada, a full-size SUV. So, you know, it's just a complete product line, and I feel very fortunate to have it. And I think they deserve this showroom and this service center, as do all the customers who are driving Nissans in this market. And we invite them all to come down and experience the all-new Gateway Nissan just at their first opportunity. We've got $20 off on an oil change right now, which is most of the cost of an oil change.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of coupons out there to get additional savings off of cars, 15% off on just regular service. So we're doing everything we can to earn that business, and look forward to seeing them.
Sounds good. It's going to be a special day today, and we'll take our last break, and we'll come back and wrap things up. And back here to put the wraps on My Car Guru for this Tuesday morning, a big day in local car dealership history today.
Yeah, I mean, I truly, like I say, I'm grateful for a lot of things. One of them is all these young people that work for me, and to be able to, to be able to teach them what I can. I want a special thanks to my daughter, Abby, who was instrumental in building this building. I mean, I was determined to let her experience most of this and to make as many decisions as possible. She coordinated, you know, everything from, you know, working with the vendors, the suppliers, the construction people, the builder itself, you know, the general contractor, which is CNC Millwright. They did a fabulous job on this building. She coordinated with all of the Nissan requirements, because they had a lot of requirements as to furnishings and things like that, and we had to work with the furniture providers, and she just did it all. I mean, she took that totally off of me. But also, you know, the hard work of my nephew, Max Lawson III, we call him Max III. You know, these guys and Ben Nelson, my son-in-law, Shane Swan, our new Nissan sales manager, Diane Gibson, our office manager, my daughter Audra Nelson, who is our HR person and does make sure that everybody gets paid and paid on time. Bill Rock, my service manager, his son Josh Rock is my parts manager, and just the guys in the service department. I mean, they're the ones that make this thing work on a daily basis. And you know, I do my best to keep the team cohesive and focused on what the mission is, to serve other people and solve problems for folks. And I'm just, you know, it's one thing to be a leader of a weak organization, and you have to constantly fight a bunch of battles, and I don't have that problem, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've got good, strong, competent people who can do it. And if I wanted to go to the beach for a week, I could, you know, or 2 weeks, or maybe 3 weeks. But anyway, I feel comfortable with that. I may do that after today. I'm about tired and hoarse, and I still have a few speeches to make before the day's over. But anyway, I just want to thank everybody who's listened to this radio show. For 22 years we've been doing this, and it just means a lot to me to have people who actually do respond to it and come down and meet me, and we just talk and share, and I can find ways to help them. That's what this is all about. But thank you, Tim, for your support, and Bill Mead also. I don't know, maybe he'll come out of hiding one of these days, and he and I can get back together. But I've really enjoyed working with you, don't get me wrong, and the whole radio station. It's just a great relationship, and I appreciate it very much.
Well, you're very welcome, and I enjoy working with you as well. And best wishes today as you cut the ribbon on the new Nissan building. We'll talk to you tomorrow.